High school basketball is on the air.
As Jake Fowler will put it on the floor and dribble out here in the three-point territory. Fowler looking for penetration. Spins there right at the top of the key. Moves it down to the baseline to Brady Barrett. His pass inside to Brown. Kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt back at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. To Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket. And scores.
Follow the thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside, Price. He launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it! Gildner hits it! A three-point field goal! And Gildner wins the state championship! Holy smoke!
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening. Welcome to the Patriots Gym. We're at Adams Central High School tonight for a girls-boys basketball doubleheader as the Ravenna Blue Jays get set to take on the Patriots out of Adams Central. I'm Mike Well. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. The girls' game is up first. Ravenna coming in, a record of 16 wins and 5 losses on the season. The Jays have won their last two ball games in a row. They have beaten St. Paul this week, 62-22. Then he beat Ord in the consolation game in the Luplan Conference Tournament last week, winning by the score of 57-45. These two teams met in the opening round of the Luplan Conference Tournament last week when Ravenna knocked off Adams Central by the score of 49-31. The Jays then went out the following night and lost to Kearney Catholic in the semifinals by the score of 52-44. But Ravenna has had another terrific season this year. Their mark is at 16 wins and 5 losses. They lost to Kearney Catholic back there in the middle part of December by a score of 72-55. The early loss was to Centura during the Ravenna Holiday Tournament this year, 47-26. They lost to Minden by a score of 68-49 before dropping another game to Centura at the end of January, heading into the Luplan Conference Tournament, and suffered that loss to Kearney Catholic in that tournament, 52-44. Meanwhile, the Patriots coming in. Their mark is at 4 wins and 16 losses as they are coming into the home stretch here. This is their final regular season game. They lost to Hastings St. Cecilia earlier this week by a score of 59-28. The Patriots with only 4 wins this year. Two of them have been against Gibbon. They beat the Gibbon Buffaloes back in the middle part of December by a score of 47-34. Then Adams Central picking up back-to-back wins on one weekend in the early part of January, beating Loup City on the road 44-39, and beating St. Paul 41-30. Their other win was over Gibbon in the play-in game, the Luplan Conference Tournament last week, winning by the score of 52-35. So it appears to be a mismatch on paper, but who knows in this final regular season game of the season for both teams. Sub-district basketball gets underway in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2 next week. We're going to take a break here on the New Tech Seeds pregame show tonight, brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. When we come back, we'll check in with Adams Central head coach Tim Barker as our pregame show continues after this.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And we're back in the New Tech Seeds pregame show as we get you set for Adams Central and Ravenna tonight. The girls' game up first as we spend a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Tim Marker. And coach, coming off of the loss to the St. Cecilia the other night, now you jump right back into the frying pan. Ravenna will be a tough one tonight.
Yeah, they are a tough team. They're the same team that they've been for years as far as getting out and playing physical and making you do everything right. And if you make any mistakes, they're really good at taking advantage of it and turning it into points right away. Kind of like St. is. You know, they're just the real good defensive team. They pass the ball well, and they attack the basket.
That's probably not good for you guys. You showed signs of weakness there against the St. Cecilia the night, turning the ball over, I think, 13 times in the first quarter alone.
Yeah, and that was, you know, we were in the game there, and we're able to stay with them and are, you know, kind of staying within the scheme that we had set up as far as trying to make them earn some things. And then they started to get a few turnovers and turn those into points. And you know, then they started to get a little bit more pressure and kind of got us, you know, second-guessing some things. And And, they did a great job of getting touches on the ball and converting those to layups. And down on the other end, they get steals down there, get tips, and then we don't get a shot. So, that's a pretty good defensive stop, and it makes it tough for us to keep up.
Final regular season ball game for you guys. You'll head into the sub-district tournament next week. Just the feelings going into the final ball game.
Well, I think our girls feel pretty good about it. Once we kind of, settled down against Saint, we were able to hang in there. It's just a matter of, made too many mistakes too early and gave a team a cushion again. And then we kind of get back into the game a little bit, but it's too far for us to try and keep up. We just, it's hard for us to score that many points and to try and do that. So, as far as effort, and there were a lot of good things that we did in the game, it's just a matter of, we can't let teams go on that 13-0 run or 14-0 run and then be in that big of a hole and try and get out of there. The teams we've been playing are just too good. They just won't let that happen.
There's a team in tonight in Ravenna that you saw just a week or so ago in the conference tournament, so at least it's familiar to everybody.
Yeah, it is, and we played them really well the first time. We had that dead spell that happened in the third quarter that let them get out on that 12-0 run and get out to a lead. Otherwise, it was a tight ball game. We were back and forth the whole first half. They had a little bit of a run to end the half, which they'd like to try and do. And then, we had some good shots at the basket in the third quarter. They wouldn't fall. They were point-blank shots and just couldn't get them to go down. And then they come down on the other end, and they got some shots to fall, and they were able to stretch it out, get a little momentum. And we were kind of frustrated and disappointed that we weren't able to stay in that one. So, actually, the girls are pretty excited about this. So we want to get another crack at them, want to try and play better.
Talk about Ravenna, some of the keys to maybe stopping them.
Well, they're just so good at passing the ball, and the two main things they do is they shoot outside well, and if you try and get outside and defend that, they can drive and they kick out to those shooters who replace, and then they back cut you. They're a team that does a lot of the same things that their boys team is able to do, and they do it basically with five guards out there. They just play really hard. That's really their only weakness is that they don't have a lot of height. They just play really hard and shoot the ball really well.
Well, what's the biggest challenge to defending against this team?
Well, defending them, the biggest thing is not getting too focused on your one person. We've got to be able to have help defense, but we've got to stay in appropriate lane so that we can still get in front of cutters and not let them backdoor cut, and that's probably the biggest thing. The other thing is checking out. They go to the boards hard, and they just will tip it around until one of them finds it, and then they'll drive to the rim with it. So we have to make sure we clear the boards and we play good help defense.
And on our offensive end, obviously it's putting the ball in the hole, huh?
Yeah, it's that, and it's handling their pressure. They're going to get out, and they play tough defense. They play right in your face, and they try and take away any of those open set shots on the three-point line. So sometimes you have to back up a little bit, and sometimes you have to create plays other ways. You have to try and find other ways to score, whether it's driving against them and getting the ball up on the glass or driving in and getting them to help and then kicking the ball out. So we've got to try and find some other ways to play or to score other than just sitting outside.
Good.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Tim Marker, head coach for Adams Central. Stick around. We got the starting lineups and more coming up on the New Tech Seeds pregame show on The Breeze.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
A healing environment. People who care for you and about you. A safe, comfortable place. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we are focused on privacy, patient-centered care, and advanced technology. That's our tradition and our promise. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. Innovative comfort and care.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Mike Will back on the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight. We're at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central getting set for a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. A little bit of a late start here tonight. It was parents' night tonight for the Adams Central girls basketball team. Thus, we're getting off to a few-minute late start here tonight, but we're just a couple of minutes away from the tip-off of the girls' ball game here tonight. It's going to be a huge challenge for Adams Central tonight, a team that has struggled all year offensively. They're only averaging 35.5 points per ball game on offense. Patriots going to be up against one of the better teams throughout Central Nebraska in Ravenna here tonight. The Patriots are a team that that's giving up 49.8 points per ball game on defense. Adams Central has been hitting 32% of their field goal tries so far this year, 25% from three-point territory, 47% from the free throw line. Turnovers have been a problem, as the Patriots have turned the ball over 25 times, and that's not what you like to see when you're facing a rugged defense that they're going to be facing here tonight in Ravenna. Blue Jays have had another very successful season. Their mark is sitting at 16-5. The Blue Jays are averaging 52.8 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 38.3 on the defensive end. Ravenna shoots the ball pretty well, 37% from the field, 33% from three-point territory, 55% from the free-throw line. Defense has been the story for the Blue Jays. They allow their opposition to shoot only 34% from the field, 27% from the three-point arc, and 55% from the free-throw line. They out-rebound their opponents usually by about 4, 31-27. And they force a lot of turnovers. Ravenna averages 18 on the offensive end. They force 23 on the opposite end. Give you the starting lines, first of all, for the Adams Central Patriots. You're going to have Emily Boniface getting a start tonight, a 5'4" junior. Boniface is averaging 2.6 points and 2.2 rebounds per ball game. Cheyenne Gotch is a 5'5" senior. Gotch is averaging 8 points and 2.7 rebounds per game. Kaylee Rader is a 5'7" junior. Rader had 7 the other night against the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. Rader, a 5'7" junior. She's averaging right at 5 points and 2.2 rebounds per game. Sydney Niemeyer is a 5'8" senior. Niemeyer averaging 4.3 points and 3.4 rebounds per game. Then Carly Bostock, inside, a 5'10" freshman, averaging 2.6 points and 5.1 rebounds per ball game. For the Ravenna Blue Jays, they'll go with Alyssa Pekka. Pekka is a 5'5" senior, and Pekka averaging in double figures this year, averaging 12.1 points and 1.9 rebounds per game. Maggie Mateka is another starter for Ravenna, 5'3" senior. Mateka is averaging 9 points and 3.7 rebounds per game. Gracie McDowell is a 5'6" senior. McDowell is averaging 2.8 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. Jossie Zorb is the other starter, a 5'7" senior. She is averaging 7 points and 7 rebounds per game. And Carissa Finke, the other starter for Ravenna, a 5'5" senior, is averaging 16 points and 3 rebounds per ball game. We'll take a break and get to the opening tip-off here tonight. Ravenna and the Adams Central Patriots. You've been listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show on The Breeze.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit or repossession or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central High School as we get set for high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS, Ravenna and the Adams Central Patriots. Last game of the season for these two teams. They'll head into a sub-district play beginning next week. Of course, the girls' state tournament coming up the opening weekend of March down in Lincoln. Ravenna, one of the teams out of the Central Nebraska area, maybe with a good shot at qualifying for the state tournament this year. We will see. They'll be involved in some tough sub-district and district competition here in the next couple of weeks. Ravenna 16-5 on the season. The Adams Central Patriots come in at 4-16. Adams Central are going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the red tonight. Ravenna in their black uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue. Ravenna will shoot to our basket to our left. Adams Central and Ravenna played just a week or so ago in the Loup Platte Conference Tournament. And Ravenna beat Adams Central by 18 points, 49 32-31, but the Patriots looking forward to this rematch, so to speak, here tonight. Driving ball on the right side of the lane is Emily Boniface. Kicks it back out to Cheyenne Gotch. Drives it down the lane. Her shot is up and in. Cheyenne Gotch gets the first field goal for Adams Central. And the Patriots are on the scoreboard. 2-0 is the score. Gotch now applying the pressure here in backcourt. Ravenna brings it into the offensive scoring zone rather easily. Comes out here now to Finke. Finke out here in three-point territory. Moves it over the wing. On the right side, that's Zorb with the ball. Zorb sends it back inside. Well, it's going to be Mateka. Mateka bounce pass out now to Zorb. Over here on the wing on the left side to McDowell. Free throw line extended. Comes out between the circles again to Pekka. Adams Central is in a man-to-man defense. Dribble penetration. Finke. Pass down to McDowell in the corner. Now driving down to the right side of the lane is Pekka. She loses control of the ball, but is knocked out of her hands out of bounds. So it'll be Ravenna playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Just underway here at Adams Central. Girls high school basketball with a boys game to follow this one. And that one should be a dandy between the Patriots and Ravenna here tonight. We'll have both games here on the breeze. KLIQ 94.5. Ravenna on their opening possession here tonight. McDowell goes cross court. That's going to be Finke. Her shot is up there and in a three-pointer. Carissa Finke throwing the three ball up there from the right wing. And Ravenna goes out on top by a score of 3-2. Here's Cheyenne Gotch. She drives it back the other way. Passes down to the baseline to Rader. Rader puts it on the floor, dribbles into the lane. Gets it Emily Boniface. She drives it down the left side of the lane now. Bounce pass out to Bostock. Bostock gets it away to Rader. Lobs the ball inside to Niemeyer. Niemeyer grabs it, goes back up, shoots, and she's fouling the play. So Sydney Niemeyer goes up with a shot there for the Patriots, and she's fouling the play here by Gracie McDowell of Ravenna. That's going to be your first team foul on the Blue Jays here in the first half of play. Going to the free throw line is going to be Niemeyer for Adams Central. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Sydney Niemeyer hits the free throw there for the Patriots, and now we're tied up at 3 points apiece. Niemeyer, a 39% foul shooter in the season. Adams Central is the team hitting 47%. Next shot is up there. It is good. Niemeyer hits a pair, and the Patriots go out on top by the score of 4-3 here in the first quarter. Ravenna bringing the ball up against some pressure. That's a Pekka with the ball on the far sideline. Pekka comes over here on the wing on the left side to a Finke as she holds the ball back to Zorb over on the right side. Down in the corner to a Mateka. Mateka dribbles once and sends it back out to McDowell out here in three-point territory. Entry pass to Pekka. She's surrounded. Goes over on the right side now to Mateka. Her shot for three is good. So a couple of three-pointers by Ravenna to get things started here tonight from Finke and Mateka. And it's now a 6-4 ball game in favor of the Ravenna Blue Jays. Adams Central comes back with the ball. Here's Emily Boniface. Circles around to the top of the key. Now backs it out. Man-to-man defense here for Ravenna. There's a shot taken on the right side. Bostock. Shot no good. Rebound. Niemeyer. Shot is up and in. Bostock misses the first one, but Niemeyer right there for the follow shot there by the Patriots. And we're tied up at 6 points apiece early in the ball game. Here's Pekka with the ball. Down to Mateka. Dribble penetration in the lane. Her shot is up there. It is no good, but she's fouling the play. As Maggie Mateka takes it to the hole there for Ravenna, here's a personal foul on Cheyenne Gotch of Adams Central. That's going to be the first foul on Gotch, team foul number one on Adams Central. And going to the free throw line for Ravenna will be Maggie Mateka, an 81% foul shooter in the season. And her shot is up there, it's in. She is now 10 out of 12 from the free throw line tonight. And in the ball game now is Sydney Kutra for Ravenna. Kutra is averaging 2 points and four rebounds per ball game. Kutra, a 5'7" freshman for the Blue Jays. Next shot is up there. It's good by Maggie Mateka. She's going to check out now, and here comes Kaylin Bassnett into the ball game now for Ravenna. Bassnett, a 5'2" sophomore, who's averaging 4 points and 2.1 rebounds per game. Ravenna has got the lead early in the ball game. Now it's 8-6. There's a long pass inside to Bostock. Her shot is up there. It's good. Charlie Bostock right in front of the hole for Adams Central scores. And the Patriots going toe-to-toe right with the Blue Jays here in this first quarter of play. There's a Bassnett down the far sideline. They get it away now to a Pekka, now to Bassnett. She drives inside. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Niemeyer. Niemeyer clears it away to Cheyenne Gotch. Runs it across the midcourt stripe. Feeds over here to a Rader. Lobs the ball into the lane. Niemeyer grabs it. Double team. Comes out to Gotch. She is a double team down here in three-point territory. Gets away on the dribble. Gotch sends it down on the baseline. Raider's shot is up there. Top of the mark, no good. Rebound being tapped around. It's picked up on the baseline by Kutra of Ravenna. Blue Jays come back with the basketball. Here's Bassnett with the ball. Drives it all the way to the goal. Her shot is up there and in. Kayleen Bassnett scoring there for Ravenna. That's her first field goal. And it's now a 10-8 ball game. Ravenna goes back out on top in this seesaw battle here at the Patriot Gym. There's a bounce pass inside. Niebuyer goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to a Pekka for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Alyssa Pekka comes back into the forecourt, goes over to Bastant on the wing on the right side, comes across the top now to Zorb. Zorb down to Kutra. Kutra back outside to Bastant as Hastings Adams Central is playing a man-to-man defense here in this first quarter of play. Bounce pass inside to Pekka. Can't go up for the shot, now to Zorb. Over on the far sideline to a Dinas is into the ball game now. Dinas out to Bastant. Deep wing on the right side. Bastant dribbling with the ball against Cheyenne Gotch. Goes down in the corner. That's a Kutra with the ball. Back out of the wing again to Zorb. Top of the key to Pekka. Alyssa Pekka looking. Goes over here to Bastant. Good defense out here by Adams Central. There's Zorb driving down the lane. She's double-teamed, triple-teamed. Gets the ball back outside to a Dinas. Dinas comes over on the wing on the left side to a Bastant. Bastant holds the ball. Now to Dinas. Top of the circle. Dinas holds the ball. Now to a Zorb as he drives it down the left side of the lane. Now to Pekka. Dribble penetration. Forces up a shot. It's blocked down, but a foul called. A foul here will go on Adams Central. It's going to go on Carly Bostock. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Patriots. So Ravenna very patient there in that series. And now we got some free throws coming up here from Alyssa Pekka. She is averaging 12 points per ball game. Her shot is up there and in. Pekka is a 64% foul shooter in the season. She's 22 out of 34 coming in here. There comes McDowell back into the ball game now. Carissa Finke also checks back in there for the Blue Jays. Ravenna is out on top by 3 points early in the ball game, 11-8, with 3:27 to play here in the first. The second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. Georgie Johnson with a rebound, who just checked in there now for the Pats. Gets it away to a Brianna Shook. Dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Shook stops out here. Bounce pass. She gets it away. That's a Wiseman with the ball. Dribbles to the top of the three-point circle. Has problems with it. Now to a Niebuyer at the top of the key. Dribbles to the free throw line. Drops it down low to Wiseman. Her shot is up there and in. Brittany Wiseman scoring there for Adams Central. And the Patriots back within 1 point. 11-10 is the score. Here's Mateka. Her pass down on the baseline is intercepted. It is intercepted there by a Brittany Wiseman. Her pass deflected is picked up here by Shook. Brianna Shook bringing the ball up now for the Patriots. Her long pass ahead is going to be over the head of everybody out of bounds. Patriots turn it away as they're trying to take it down in the corner to Sydney Niebuyer. So 11-10 is the score. 2 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the first quarter. The first game of two tonight here at the Patriot Gym with a boys game to follow at about 7:45 here tonight. There's a Maggie Mateka with the ball now for Ravenna. Over on the wing on the right side, trying to drive the ball inside is Zorb. She loses control of it, picks it up in three-point territory. Now to McDowell, and she holds the ball. McDowell goes to the free throw line to a Schirmer. Schirmer, who's into the ball game now, gets it back outside the ring to McDowell. Entry pass again to a Finke right at the free throw line. Back outside to McDowell. Over on the far sideline, down to Schirmer. Holds her high above her head. Over here to the near side to Mateka. Takes the ball down to the baseline. Puts a move on there. There's a shot up there. No good. Rebound down to McDowell. McDowell surrounded on the right side of the lane. Gets it back out of the wing to Finke as he drives the ball to the goal and a foul call on the way in. So a personal foul called here on Adams Central. It's going to go on. Oh, let's see. It's going to go on Brianna Shook. That's going to be her first. First foul and Shook, the second team foul. Called on the Patriots, a non-shooting situation. So Ravenna will play things in. Right underneath the hole, a shot is up there and in. Somebody forgot to pick up Zorb because he was wide open right in front of the hole. 13-10 now. Ravenna has got a three-point lead. Here comes the Patriots back with the basketball. Under 2 minutes to play now. There's a bounce pass by Boniface. Picked up by Shook as he tries to drive the ball inside. And a foul is going to be called here. Foul is going to go on Mateka of Ravenna. That's going to be her first. Team foul number four. Team foul number one. Team foul number one of the Ravenna Blue Jays. So it'll be Adams Central playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Anna Queen shot from 10. No good. Rebound Shook. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Queen. She falls down with it in lane. The scramble is on. Jump ball is called. And the arrow pointing in favor of the Blue Jays. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Also online at KLIQFM.com. 13-10, Ravenna has got the lead. Zorb has got the ball, free throw line extended right side, comes out between the circles to a Finke now. Finke moves it away over on the right side to Pesca. Pesca gives it away to Zorb. She takes the ball in the lane and now feeds over here to a Finke. Finke out here to a Pekka at the top of the key. Over to Mateka on the wing on the right side. Down to a McDowell. McDowell over to Zorb. Takes it down on the baseline. Adams Central stays in their man-to-man defense, trailing by only 3 points here in this first quarter. Down in the corner, Ravenna works with the ball. Here's a pass out on top again to a Finke. Finke gives it away. Now to McDowell. She throws up a three-pointer. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be... Let's see. We're going to have a personal foul called here. Or are we? They're going to give the ball to Ravenna. They say it was last touched by Emily Boniface. Now we're going to have a foul called, too. 59 seconds to play. They're going to whistle a foul on Boniface. She was going after the loose ball and picks up the personal foul for her efforts. That's the third team foul in the Patriots here. Coming to the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Jamie Gilbert. Jamie Gilbert comes into the ball game now for the Patriots with 59 seconds to play here in this first quarter. There's a Bassnett with the ball at the top of the key to Zorb. Moves over in the wing on the right side. Dribbling with the ball there is going to be Pekka. Alyssa Pekka getting away. Dribble penetration down the right side of the lane. Down to McDowell. Back out to Pekka. Out of Bassnett. Down in the corner to the left side to a Finke. Trying to drive that baseline. Can't do it. Comes back out to Pekka. Out here in the wing on the left side. Cheek takes the ball in the paint. There's a bounce pass down low. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Raider of Adams Central. Gets it away. Now here comes Emily Boniface with the ball. Boniface bounce pass on the wing. As Cheyenne Gotch back out to Boniface. Out between the circles. Ravenna in the man-to-man defense. Boniface bounce pass down low. They mishandled the ball. Traveling violation. Sydney Niemeyer grabs the ball just to the left of the basket there. She's whistled for the traveling violation. Second turnover on the Patriots here in this first quarter of play. 20 seconds to go. 13-10. Ravenna's got a three-point lead. Jays come back with the basketball. Zorb has got it. On the wing on the right side. Reverses the ball. Gets it to McDowell. McDowell over here on the left side to Bassnett. Back out on top to McDowell. Over on the right sideline to Zorb. Zorb comes out to Pekka. Pekka throws up a shot from three. It's going to be up there. No good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. So a competitive first quarter here tonight in girls high school basketball. And the score after one, it is Ravenna 13, Adams Central 10.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Show your love this Valentine's Day by giving your special Valentine a beautiful bouquet of flowers, vibrant, gorgeous roses, or a brightly colored mixed arrangement with Mylar balloons or chocolates. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, high school basketball for you tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We're at the Patriot Gym, first game of two tonight involving Adams Central and Ravenna. In the girls' ball game, Ravenna's got a 13-10 lead as we start the second quarter of play. Patriots have the ball to begin the second period. There's a shot taken by Bostock, no good, and the rebound comes down to Zorb. Zorb has got it now for Ravenna. Down the near sideline as they get it to a Mateka. Drives the ball all the way to the goal, and her shot is up and in. Maggie Mateka getting her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 7 points. Here's Raider back at the other end. Her short jumper is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to McDowell for the Blue Jays. McDowell gets the ball away to Mateka. Over there on the right sideline. That's going to be a Zorb with the ball. Cross-court pass comes here to Pekka. She moves the ball down to the baseline on the dribble to McDowell. Back out on top. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Bassnett. And we got a foul called. Foul called on the rebound here. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Sydney Niemeyer of Adams Central. That's going to be her first. So Niemeyer picks up the personal foul. Her first. Team foul number 5 on the Patriots. And going to the free throw line will be Pekka. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Pekka, one of the leading scorers on the season for Ravenna. She's averaging 12 points, 12.1, and 1.9 rebounds per ballgame. Here comes the next shot by Alyssa Pekka. It's up there and in. So Pekka hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, and now Ravenna has got a 16-10 lead here over the Patriots. Early in the second quarter of play, the Jays attacking here in backcourt. Cheyenne Gotch brings it into the offensive zone. A long pass goes to the far sideline. It's Boniface with the ball, trapped now on the wing. Comes over here to Cheyenne Gotch, moves it down to the baseline on the dribble. Gotch out of the wing now to Carly Bostock as she holds the ball. Top of the key, that's Boniface. sends it inside. The ball's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Mateka. Third turnover on Adams Central. Gets the ball ahead to Peckett. Drives, shoots, and scores. Alyssa Peck is scoring there. She's now got 4 points in the ball game, and now Ravenna has got an 18-10 lead over Adams Central. There's Cheyenne Gotch with the ball. We got a personal foul called outside here. It's going to go on McDowell of Ravenna. Gracie McDowell picks up her second personal foul there for the Jays. That's team foul number three on Ravenna here in the first half of play. So Adams Central will play things in. Emily Boniface gets it into Niemeyer, trying to return the ball back to Boniface, and the ball is intercepted. Intercepted there by McDowell. Long pass ahead. They get it down there to Pekka. She mishandles the ball on the baseline, but a foul is going to be called. Pekka has it slapped out of her hands down here just to the left of the basket. But the foul is going to go on Cheyenne Gotch. That's going to be your second foul. Team foul number six on the Patriots here in the first half of play. Into the ball game now for AC will be Anna Queen. Going out is going to be Cheyenne Gotch. Ravenna will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They come out here now to Zorbra at the free throw line. Now to Pekka. Her shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Anna Queen. Patriots want to run her back the other way. Queen brings it into the offensive scoring zone. There's a pass that gets away from Rader. Rader picks it back up. Comes out here into three-point territory to Bostock. Now to Boniface. 18-10. We're in the second quarter. Ravenna has got the lead over Adams Central tonight in girls high school basketball. There's Rader on the wing trying to drive it to the goal. We got a foul called here on the Blue Jays. Personal foul will go on Ravenna with 6:09 to play here in the second quarter. Here comes four new players into the ball game now for the Jays. Last personal foul went on Pekka. That's going to be your first. So Adams Central plays things in on the far sideline. That's going to be Emily Boniface with the ball for Adams Central. Still playing things in. She does. To a Carly Bostock down here in the corner. Bostock holds it. There's a feed inside. They get it to Anna Queen. Her bounce pass is going to be out of bounds. Trying to get it to Boniface, and they throw the ball out of bounds. Five turnovers now on Adams Central. Patriots in the first quarter, 4 out of 9 from the field, 44%. Ravenna was 4 out of 8 for 50%. The Patriots did not throw up any three-pointers in the first quarter. The Jays were 2 out of 4. Rebounds, Adams Central has got 5. Ravenna has got 3. AC had 2 turnovers in the first quarter. Ravenna also with 2 turnovers. There's a Bastnet with the ball over here for Ravenna at the top of the key. Bastnet takes it to the far sideline. Now to Akutra. Comes back out here to Shermer, who's back into the ball game. Down to the right sideline again. Driving is going to be Zorb. She tries to dish it away on the left side of the lane to Akutra, and the ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Ravenna basketball. They will play things in with 5 minutes and 38 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, 18-10 the score. Ravenna has got the lead over Adams Central tonight. There's a bounce pass right in front of the goal again. A shot is up there and in. That's Jossie Zorb scoring there for Ravenna. That's going to be her second field goal. And now the Jays have the lead by 10 points. It is 20-10. They're on a 9-0 run right now over Adams Central. They're extended back into the first quarter. Patriots need a bucket right here. Keep this thing close. Anna Queen goes over there to Vernacek, who's into the ball game now for Adams Central. The Shuck, her bounce pass left side, tipped away from Johnson, and the ball goes out of bounds. Shermer getting her hands on it there for Ravenna. Back down to the scorer's table, checking in will be McDowell. Here comes Pinky back into the ball game as well. 5:10 to play here in the second quarter. Ravenna has got a 20-10 lead over Adams Central in the final regular season game for both of these teams here tonight. There's Anna Queen with the ball. Bounce pass goes over to the Shuck. Shook's going to drive the ball to the free throw line. Dishes off here to Bernacek. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound, and the lane is brought down here by Kutra. Kutra gets the ball ahead now to a Bastnet. Here comes Ravenna back the other way, driving the ball toward the goal. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good, but it wouldn't have made any difference. We got a traveling violation on Finke as he grabs the ball on the wing. Was going to drive it toward the goal. He's whistled for the traveling violation instead. 20-10. That's a turnover on Ravenna. That's their third of this first half of play. Here comes Brittany Wiseman back with the ball now for Adams Central. Brings it into the offensive scoring zone behind the screen. Hands the ball away to Anna Queen, who hands the ball away to Shook, who flips the ball now to Wiseman. Comes across the top to Brzacek for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Shermer. Shermer gets the ball ahead now to Bastnet. Here come the Jays. They've got a 10-point lead. Down in the corner, that's going to be Pinky with the ball as she hammers it down low. Now we got a double dribble violation on Cassie Shermer. Shermer had it run underneath the basket. She was trying to maneuver to get a better look at the ball there, get a better look at the hoop, and she's called for the double dribble violation. Fourth turnover on Ravenna here in this first half of play. End of the ball game now is going to be Zorb as she checks back in there. Going out will be Kutra. 4 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in the second quarter from the Patriot Gym. Adams Central trailing Ravenna by the score of 20-10. Entry pass to get it inside, mishandled there by Johnson. The ball nearly goes out of bounds. It's saved. Shook has got the ball. Her shot in the lane is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose, and now falling down with it is Zorb. And we got another whistle. Another foul is going to be called here on Adams Central on the rebound. Foul is going to go on Shook. That's going to be her second. And that's going to put Adams Central over the 7-foul limit here in this first half of play. So a bonus situation, a 1-1 at the end of the floor here for Ravenna. Zorb will go to the free throw line. She's got a couple of field goals and 4 points so far tonight. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses the front end of the 1-1. Rebound comes down to EC. There comes Anna Queen back with the ball for Adams Central over on the wing on the far sideline now. Renacek has got it. Circles around behind a screen. Moves it to the right side of the lane now. Lobs it inside the Queen. She moves it back out here. Throws up a 15-footer from the right side. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to McDowell. McDowell gets the ball away. Now to Mateka. Long pass down to four. Grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring is Finke. Finke now with 5 points in the ball game, and Tim Barker wants to call a timeout. It's been a while since the Patriots have scored. In fact, Ravenna is on an 11-0 run over Adams Central here tonight. We're in the second quarter of play. We'll take a break, 3 minutes and 34 seconds to play until halftime. It's Ravenna 22, Adams Central 10.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The Patriots 0 out of 6 on field goals here in the second quarter of play. Ravenna, they are 4 out of 6. And the Jays now have a 12-point lead over Adams Central. It is 22-10. Late in the first quarter, 11-10. Ravenna had the lead. That's the last time the Patriots put any points on the scoreboard. Ended 13-10 at the end of one quarter, and Adams Central has not scored yet here in this second quarter, being outscored 9-0 by the Blue Jays. Adams Central will come back in the offensive attack now. Here's Gotch with the ball, and she throws the ball away, coming out of a timeout. Trying to get it to Wiseman, and they were not on the same page there. Wiseman went the opposite way. The ball came, and it's a turnover on the Patriots, their sixth of the ball game. 22-10, Ravenna has got the lead. There's Zorb with the ball, moves it up high on the block. Gets it out here to Mateka. Now left side to McDowell. Takes it into the paint. There's a pass over the far sideline to Finke. The ball tipped out of bounds. So it'll be Ravenna playing it in. That's Grayson McDowell to play things in here for the Jays. Gets it out to Mateka. Pass down in the corner. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Trying to get it down there to Alyssa Pekka, who's sizing up the three-pointer. The ball was tipped out of bounds there by the Patriots, so Ravenna will play it in here from the near sideline. McDowell with the ball, looking to get it in. She does. That's Mateka with the ball out near the midcourt stripe here. Picked up by Cheyenne Gotch of Adams Central. Here's Zorb down on the baseline now to McDowell. Here's a bounce pass to Pekka, left side of the lane, and the ball tipped back out of bounds. Dinas comes back into the ball game. Here comes Kutra back in for the Ravenna Blue Jays. 3 minutes and 2 seconds to play here in the second quarter, 22-10. The Patriots down by a dozen here in the second period. But take it with the ball down in the corner on the left side to Pekka. Pulls up and shoots a little five-footer. It's up and in. Pekka scores there for Ravenna. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. It's now a 24-10 ball game. Ravenna's got the lead. Here's a long-range jumper at the other end by Wiseman. Her shot no good, and a foul is called on the rebound. Ball being tapped around underneath the hole here, and a personal foul is going to be called on Niemeyer of Adams Central. That's going to be her second. So the Patriots still looking for their first points here in the second quarter. 24-10, Ravenna has opened up a 14-point lead here. We got some free throws at this end of the floor now as the Jays will go to the free throw line. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. It hits the front iron. It gets the backspin down through the hole. So Zorb hits the free throw. She'll have one more. She's now got 5 points in the ball game, just a 39% foul shooter in the season. Next one is up there. That one rims off no good. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Carly Bostock has got the ball. So a 12-0 run here by Ravenna in the second quarter. And the Jays leading by 15 points now at 25-10. Here's Cheyenne Gotch with the ball behind the screen. Gotch on the dribble, moves it to the right side. Gotch takes it out of the baseline, moves it toward the goal, and we got an offensive charging foul. Gotch knocks down Jossie Zorb down there for Ravenna as she was going to the hole, and an offensive charging foul is going to be called in Cheyenne Gotch. That's going to be her third foul. So Gotch is now out of the ball game. That's the seventh turnover on Adams Central here in this first half of play. We're down to 2:22 to play, 25-10. The Jays have the lead. We got Rader coming back into the ball game now for Adams Central, replacing Wiseman. Over on the rug on the right side is going to be Zorb. Dribbling a couple of times, sends it back out here. It gets away from Dinas, but it's picked up here on the near sideline for the Jays. That's going to be a Kucher with the ball. Out of Mateka. She moves it out here in the three-point territory to Zorb. She comes across the top now to Alyssa Pekka. Down there in the baseline to Mateka, trying to drive it, can't do it. Comes out here to Zorb now. Top of the key, takes it to the free throw line of the dribble. Over on the far sideline, that's a Kutra. She puts it on the floor. Dribbles, comes out here to Zorb. Dribble penetration, and she throws the ball out of bounds. Zorb took the ball into the lane and was going to try to take it down in the corner to Pekka. The pass was over her and out of bounds. And the fifth turnover now on the Blue Jays here in this first half of play. Ravenna's got a 15-point lead, 25-10 the score. A minute and 46 seconds to play here in the second period. Ravenna led 13-10 at the end of the first quarter. Here's Emily Boniface with the ball. Boniface gets away, dribbles to the top of the key, throws the ball underneath the hole here to Queen, and it's knocked away from her out of bounds. Adams Central playing things in, baseline right side underneath her own basket. Emily Boniface will get things in. She does. Down here in the baseline to a Bostock, now to Boniface. Pulls up, won't put up a shot. Now to Queen, back outside to Boniface, now to Bostock. On the left side, back out to Boniface in three-point territory. Minute 25 to go here in the second quarter. Patriots still looking for their first points in the second quarter. Anna Queen with the ball. Takes it down the wing toward the goal. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to McDowell. Down the near sideline to Shermer. Here come the Blue Jays back into the offensive zone. Bastin has got the ball. Traveling violation. Bastin whistled for the traveling violation out here. So a turnover on the Blue Jays. End of the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Georgie Johnson. And coming out will be Sidney Niemeyer. And now head coach Tim Barker wants to call a timeout. Things slipping away from the Patriots here a little bit. But absolutely no offensive production so far here in the second period. 1:08 to play until halftime here tonight. Girls High School Basketball, Ravenna 25, Adams Central 10.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, the Patriots and the Blue Jays went toe-to-toe in a seesaw battle in the first quarter of play. It was 13-10 after the first 8 minutes in favor of the Blue Jays, but Adams Central 0-for-8. 0-for-8 so far here in this second quarter of play on their field goal attempts. Ravenna, meanwhile, has put a dozen points on the scoreboard, and now we got a 25-10 lead for the Blue Jays of Ravenna as Tim Barker calling the timeout, trying to get something going here offensively. Adams Central playing things in here in backcourt. Georgie Johnson will play things in. They get it to Anna Queen. So the Patriots will bring the ball into the offensive zone here. She gets away, been guarded out there by Finke. Anna Queen still with the ball. Spins at the free throw line. Here's a bounce pass. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by McDowell. She runs it back the other way to Bastnett. She can be fouled in the play. Nope, traveling violation. Bastnett was driving the ball into the hole, and she's called for the traveling violation. That's going to be her second turnover of this ball game. That's the team's seventh. Inbounds pass comes in here. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Finke. Her shot is up there and in. Adams Central throws the ball in, but Finke got the interception and scores easily. She's now got 7 points in the ball game, 27-10. Here's another steal. It's picked up this time by Gracie McDowell. She runs her back the other way. A feed to Finke underneath the hole, and she's fouling the play. The Patriots now falling apart here offensively. There's a personal foul call in Georgie Johnson. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 10 on the Patriots, so now this will be a two-shot foul for Carissa Finke. Her shot is up there, and the shot is no good. Finke is 71% foul shooter in the season. He's now 27 out of 39 from the free throw line. She is averaging 16 points and 3.1 rebounds per ball game for the Blue Jays. Ravenna looking to close out their season with a win here tonight. They go to 17-5. Next shot is up there. It is good by Finke. It's now 28-10. Ravenna up on the Patriots by 18 points. Brittany Wiseman has got the ball out here in three-point territory. The ball nearly poked away by Schirmer. Wiseman gets it back, sends it over here on the wing to Raider, and there's going to be a foul called. Going for the steal there was Finke. Instead, she got the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number five on the Blue Jays here in this first half of play, so a non-shooting situation. Adams Central plays things in with 20 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Emily Boniface with the ball. Boniface holds it here. There's a two-handed pass to the far sideline way over the head of Johnson out of bounds. So a turnover on Adams Central. That's their eighth of the ball game. They're still looking for their first field goal here in this ball game. They're now 0 out of 8 from the field here in the second quarter. So 12.3 seconds to play. Ravenna will come back the other direction. That's Mateka with the ball on the high post. They get it to Zorb. Over here to Mateka for three. Your shot is up there and in. Maggie Mateka throws up the three ball from the left wing, and that is the end of the second quarter of play. Absolutely dominated by the Ravenna Blue Jays here in the second. So we've reached halftime here tonight. Ravenna outscores Adams Central 18-0 in that second quarter, and the Jays will have a 21-point lead as we head into the third quarter here tonight at the Patriot Gym. So the score at halftime, it's Ravenna 31, Adams Central 10. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
The most unique high school basketball event in the state. The Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th. Showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The eight-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Mike Will back at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central High School tonight. Season finale as far as the regular season is concerned here tonight for Ravenna and Adams Central. And the Blue Jays have got the lead here at the break. The score is 31-10. The halftime show brought to you by Allen's of Hastings, the You Get More Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. It was toe-to-toe in the first quarter of play. Each team had a lead. Seesaw battle. Patriots scored first in the basketball tonight, but Ravenna came back to hit a three-pointer to make it 3-2. Adams Central then went ahead by a score of 4-3. Patriots then fell behind 6-4. We were tied up at 6, tied up at 8 in the first quarter of play. Adams Central was behind at the end of one by a score of 13-10. And then the Patriots didn't score again in the second period. They went scoreless in that second period, and they were outscored by the Blue Jays 18-0. But now the Patriots have a big hole to climb out of here in the second half of play against a team that is very good on defense in Ravenna. It is 31-10 here at halftime. We'll come back and check the numbers as the Allen's halftime show continues right after this.
Where did you get more superstars? Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Where do you get more? Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball for you tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, also online at KLIQFM.com, and on your smartphone tonight at m.KLIQFM.com. 31-10 is the score. The Ravenna Blue Jays have got the lead over the Adams Central Patriots here tonight. Our network of stations at Platte River Radio, full of high school basketball action for you tonight. Over on ESPN 1550 KICS, starting at 7:30 tonight, the Hastings High boys will be taking on Waverly in a regular season ball game. On Classic, it's 98.9 KKPR tonight. Kearney Catholic is playing at Loop City. We've got Ravenna and Adams Central here tonight. The boys game starting at about 8 o'clock here tonight here on the Breeze. And also, we got Nebraska women's basketball. They're playing the Michigan Wolverines tonight at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. That game will air on 1230 KHIS. In fact, the pregame show is underway right now. The tip-off coming up in just a couple of minutes at the Sports Center in Lincoln. High school basketball tonight here on the Breeze. We've got Ravenna out on top of Adams Central at halftime by a score of 31-10 after the Jays led 13-10 after the first quarter. Maggie Mateka is leading the way so far for the Blue Jays. She has knocked down 2 3-pointers, and she's got a 2-point field goal. She got 2 threes and 1 2, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Maggie Mateka has already got 10 points in the ball game here for the Jays. Carissa Finke has got 8 points. She has got a 3-pointer, a couple of 2-point field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Alyssa Pekka has got 6 points here in the first half. She's got a couple of field goals, and she is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Jossie Zorb has got a couple of field goals, and she's 1 out of 3 from the free throw line for 5 points. And the other scorer for Ravenna is going to be Kaylin Bassnett. She's got a field goal and 2 points. Ravenna in that first half of play from the free throw line, hitting 6 out of 11 free throws for 55%. Adams Central had just 2 free throw opportunities there in that first half. Off of the hands of Sydney Niemeyer, she's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. That is it for the Patriots from the charity stripe here tonight. Leading scorer for Adams Central is Sydney Niemeyer. She's got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4. Harley Bostock has got a field goal for 2. Cheyenne Gotch has got a field goal and 2 points, and Brittany Wiseman a field goal and 2 for Adams Central. Ravenna is trailing. Actually, Ravenna has got the lead here over Adams Central at halftime on a score of 31-10. We'll come back and check the shooting numbers as we continue on the Allen's halftime show on the Breeze.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Yeah, back here at halftime at the Patriots Gym at Adams Central tonight. Girls high school basketball has been all Ravenna. The Jays have the lead over the Patriots by a score of 31-10. The last score for Adams Central is back at the 1:23 mark of the first quarter. So Adams Central has gone 9.5 minutes, almost 9.5 minutes, without scoring a single point here in this basketball game. The Patriots were 0 out of 8 from the field in the second period. Adams Central now shooting 4 out of 17 from the field in the first half for 24%. Ravenna is hitting 65% of their field goal, actually 65% of their field goals tonight. They are 11 out of 17. Adams Central has missed both of their three-pointers tonight. Ravenna is 3 out of 7 for 43%. The rebounds, the Jays holding a slight edge here. Ravenna's got 11 rebounds compared to 8 for Adams Central. Patriots have a 3-2 advantage on the offensive glass. Turnovers, Ravenna has got 6 here in the first half of play. Adams Central has got 8. Patriots have come up with 2 steals compared to 5 for Ravenna. Adams Central has got 1 block shot. Ravenna's got none. They're going to score here at halftime, 31-10. Ravenna has got the lead over Adams Central in girls high school basketball. NSAA came out with sub-district girls basketball pairings today. Sub-districts will start next week in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2. Adams Central will be playing at Lynn Farrell Arena at Hastings College. will be playing the Bunny Bracket ball game on Monday. Adams Central will take on Gibbon, a team that they've already beaten twice this season. That game will go at 7 o'clock on Monday at Lynn Farrell Arena. Then the winner will get top-seeded Minden on Tuesday night at 6. The other game will have Kearney Catholic playing Hastings St. Cecilia at 7:45 on Tuesday, with the winners playing in the sub-district final on Thursday beginning at 7. Ravenna is going to be the number 3 seed for the C24 sub-district tournament. It's going to be held at the Aurora High School Sports Complex. Ravenna will not play until the second game on Tuesday. In that sub-district tournament, you're going to get Wood River playing Donovan Trumbull in the play-in game on Monday, the Bunny Bracket game. The winner will take on top-seeded Centura at 6 o'clock on Tuesday, where Ravenna playing Shelton in that second ball game at 7:30. Then the two winners will play in the sub-district final on Thursday, beginning at 7 o'clock at Aurora. So, tournament time coming up next week. Hard to believe that season's winding down here for high school sports, the winter high school sports. And sub-district tournament action gets underway next week. We'll have complete coverage on our network of stations here at Platte River Radio, so stay with us. We're at halftime of this girls' basketball game. You've been listening to the Allen's Halftime Show, brought to you by Allen's of Hastings, the You Get More Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We'll be back right after this.
Ravenna Superfoods is the place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. Fresh meats and produce can be found right in your hometown, so why not shop here and save yourself the drive? See friends and neighbors in the aisles of Ravenna Superfoods, a proud supporter of Ravenna Blue Jays, on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, play is back in here in the third quarter. Ravenna will have the opening possession. They'll play things in off of the far sideline. The Jays will shoot to our basket to our right here in the second half. Ravenna out on top by a score of 31-10, outscoring the Patriots 18-0 in the second quarter. There's a driving layup by Tinky. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Adams Central down the far sideline. Raider has got the ball, mishandles it, picks it up in the lane. Raider gets it back out here to Carly Bostock, moves it over here to the elbow, kicks it out to Boniface. Her shot is going to be no good. It's wild. Rebound is loose, right side of the lane, and we got a jump ball called. Three girls hit the deck. The jump ball is called, and the arrow is pointing in favor of Adams Central and the alternating jump. So the Patriots will play things in. 7.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter, 31-10. Patriots are down big time here by 21 points as Boniface looks to play things in. Finally, she does. Up is Cheyenne Gotch, and here's a pass back in the lane. It's going to be out of bounds. Trying to get it to Bostock, and they throw the ball out of bounds. So a turnover there on the Patriots. That's going to be turnover number 12. Turnover number 12 on Adams Central so far here in this basketball game. Most of those were in the second quarter. Now here's a traveling violation on Ravenna. Falling down with the ball here on the wing on the right side was Zorb. Jossie Zorb falls down, so Ravenna has a turnover. That's going to be the eighth turnover for the Jays here in this basketball game. Cheyenne Gotch comes back down to Raider. Raider outside down to Boniface. Adams Central looking for their first point since the 1:23 mark of the first quarter. They're down 31-10. Here's Cheyenne Gotch driving for the hole. She misses the layup, and the rebound comes down to Finke. Carissa Finke with the rebound, nearly tied up here in backcourt. Finke gets the ball away now to McDowell, who brings it back to Finke into the offensive scoring zone. Over here to Alyssa Pekka. Pekka holds it back on top. Now to Zorb. Moves it over in the far sideline to McDowell. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the elbow. Left side. Gives it away now to Pekka. Now we got a double dribble violation. A double dribble violation called in the Blue Jays. That's going to be the ninth turnover on Ravenna. So AC will come back with the ball with 6:40 to play here in the third quarter. It's still a 31-10 ball game. Ravenna's got the lead. Cheyenne Gotch down the lane. Bounce pass over here to Niemeyer. Mishandles the ball. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Jays. Last touch by Zorb. So it'll be Adams Central playing things in right in front of the Patriot bench. Emily Boniface looks to get things in. She does. Here's a Cheyenne Gotch with it now. Gotch holding the ball. Comes across the top. That's a Bostock with it. Bostock holds it. Now to Boniface at the free throw line. Emily brings it out here in the three-point territory. Dribble penetration. Loses control of the ball. It's picked up here by Ravenna. Back the other way. Mateka. Mateka gets the ball to McDowell. Her shot is up there and in. Gracie McDowell scoring there. That's her first field goal. And the Jays go out on top now by a score of 33-10. We're in this third quarter of play from the Patriot gym. There's a Niemeyer with the ball underneath. A shot is taken. It's going to be no good by Boniface. Boy, the Patriots cannot buy a basket here. A long pass down the floor is going to be tipped. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Ravenna basketball. Into the ball game now for the Patriots is going to be Brittany Wiseman. Checking out is going to be Boniface. A 20-0 run by Ravenna. 20-0 from the end of the first quarter to this midway point of quarter number three. There's a Zorb with the ball now for the Jays. Goes over the far sideline to Bastnet. Bastnet out of Peckett, top of the key. Drives it down to the left side of the lane. Big collision, foul called. A blocking foul inside is going to be called here on the Patriots. It's going to go on Raider. That's going to be your first. Team foul number one on the Patriots here in this second half of play. Alyssa Pekka will go to the free throw line for Ravenna. She's got 6 points in the ballgame, 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there and the shot good. Pekka will have one more. Ravenna was 6 out of 11 on free throws in the first half of play. The Jays now have a 24-point lead. Next shot is up there. It's good again. Boy, Ravenna making it look easy here. 35-10 is the score. We're in the third quarter. A 22-0 run now for the Jays. Here's a Wiseman with a ball for Adams Central. Gets it away to Gotchi. Drives for the hole. We got contact made on the way in. Personal foul is going to be called here on Liz Dinas, who just checked back in there. Dinas picks up her first personal foul. First team foul on the Jays, so Adams Central plays things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Cheyenne Gotch looking to play things in. Ball's going to be tipped around. Gotch picks it back up. They're trying to get it to Niemeyer. The ball tipped out of there. Gotch picks it back up. Now tries to lob it into Niemeyer. Ball tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central ball. Alyssa Pekka came down with it there for the Jays, but she dribbles the ball in the end line, so EC will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket with 5:23 remaining here in the third quarter. They get it into Niemeyer right at the top of the three-point arc. Now pulls up, shoots a little 10-footer. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Zorb. Zorb runs it back the other way. Now for the Jays. Stops here in backcourt. In trouble. Gets the ball away now to Bastnet. And Kayleen Bastnet will set things up here for the Blue Jays of Ravenna. Comes over here to Pekka. Pekka back to the far side. Again to a Bastnet. Here's Zorb. Zorb looking to penetrate. Stops. Can't drive it against Niemeyer. Comes out here to Bastnet again at the top of the key over on the wing to Pekka. Pekka against his man-to-man defense. She's matched up over there with Raider. Pulls up, shoots a 10-footer and scores. Alyssa Pekka scores there for Ravenna. She's got 10 points in the ballgame. It is now 37-10. Adams Central has not scored a single point since the 1:23 mark of the first quarter. There's a shot up there. It's good. As we say that, Cheyenne Gosch gets one to go down with 4 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the third quarter. So it's now a 37-12 ballgame. Adams Central is trailing here in the ballgame by 25 points, and now we got a personal foul called. As the Jays are bringing the ball up to the near sideline, it's going to go on Raider. And now it's going to be Ravenna playing the ball in here on the near sideline. That's going to be McDowell. She'll get things in to a Bastnet. Bastnet out of Finke out here in three-point territory to Shermer, who's back in the ball game. AC still in a man-to-man defense. Shermer goes over there to Finke, holds the ball in a deep wing, left side, comes over here to McDowell. McDowell right side of the key. She goes back the other way to Akutra, who's back into the ball game for the Jays. Over there on the far sideline, dribbling the ball once. It's going to be Bastnet. Comes out between the circles. McDowell out of Shermer. Entry pass inside. There's a shot by Finke. No good. Tip try up there. No good by McDowell. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Georgie Johnson with a rebound there for the Patriots. Gets it over there to the right sideline now to Anna Queen, who hustles into the forecourt. There's a pass deflected. It's picked up by McDowell. Coming back the other way. She drives, shoots, and scores. McDowell got the tip and then stayed after it, got the ball, and drove it to the basket and scored. She's got 4 points in the ballgame. 39-12, Adams Central trailing here in the ballgame. Georgie Johnson from the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Wiseman. Her shot no good, but she's fouling the play. So now we're going to have some free throws coming up here by Brittany Wiseman of Adams Central. She's got 2 points in the ballgame thus far. Finke picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. There's a shot by Wiseman from the free throw line. It's up there and in. So Adams Central went 13 minutes without scoring here in this basketball game, and then things got away from them. It's now a 39-13 ball game. Here comes the next shot up there by Wiseman. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Finke for Ravenna. Comes over here to Mateka, who's back into the ball game. Now to Pesca, or Pekka. She drives the ball to the basket. Her shot is up and in. Alyssa Pekka just drives it right to the hole and scores. She's got 12 points in the ball game, 41-13. There's a pass underneath the basket there, and it's off of the fingertips of Shook out of bounds. A turnover on Adams Central. That's their 15th of the ball game. Adams Central beaten earlier this week by St. Cecilia here at home by a score of 59-28. Ravenna is coming off an impressive win the other night over St. Paul, winning by a score of 62-22. McDowell goes over here to Finke. She drives it. Her shot's going to be partially deflected. Gets the ball back, and now she's going to be tied up on the play. As Finke was going to try to go back up there, and she's tied up on the play there by Georgie Johnson of Adams Central. Arrow is playing in favor of the Jays, so Ravenna will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 2:57 to play here in the third. 41-13. Adams Central behind here in the ball game. There's Pekka from the deep left corner. His shot is up and in, a three-pointer. Alyssa Pekka now with 15 points in the ball game for Ravenna. He's averaging 12.1 in the season. And Ravenna is out to a 44-13 lead. Now we got a foul called here. A foul is going to be called on Carissa Finke out here in three-point territory. That's going to be her third. That's going to be team foul number three on the Jays here in this second half of play. Dinas comes back into the ball game now for Ravenna. Adams Central inbound off of the far sideline. Akutra is also in there for the Jays. Anna Queen dribbling to the ball against Liz Dinas on that far sideline. Bounce pass down in the corner. That's Schick with the ball, who brings it up high on the block. And a pass out here in three-point territory. We have a foul. We have a foul called here on Ravenna at the 2:32 mark of the second quarter, or third quarter. Liz Dinas picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. AC will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Anna Queen gets it in there, down on the baseline. That's Gilbert, who's back into the ball game. Here's a pass deflected, picked back up by Shook out here near the midcourt stripe. Shook being pressured by Pekka. Now Tim Barker is up and wants to call a timeout. So Adams Central calls a timeout here. 2 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Ravenna 44, Adams Central 13.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So Adams Central goes without a field goal for 13 minutes of the second and third quarters. And the Patriots are now finding themselves on the short end of things here. 44-13 is the score. AC attacks with a shot by Gilbert. No good. Rebound is being topped around underneath the hole. It's still loose. Comes out here at the free throw line. It's picked up there by Anna Queen. Queen has got it for Adams Central. Sends the ball inside. That's Georgie Johnson. Johnson back down in the corner. Queen gets it back to Johnson. Mishandles the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Kutra for Ravenna, who gets the ball away down the near sideline. And Mateka takes it back to the center of the floor. Bounce pass down low to Pekka. Her shot is up and in. Alyssa Pekka is scoring again for Ravenna. She's now got 17 points in the ball game, 46-13 with a minute and 48 seconds to play. There's a running one-hander by Bernacek that's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Dinas for Ravenna. The Jays running back the other way. That's a Mateka with the ball down in the corner. Alyssa Pekka holds it now against Shook. Comes out on top to Zorb. Zorb moves over to Mateka. Her shot for three is good. Maggie Mateka knocking down the three-pointer. She's got 13 points in the ball game here for Ravenna. And the Blue Jays have the lead 49-13 with a minute and 20 seconds to play in the third. Here's a Bernacek with the ball as the Jays stay with a man-to-man defense. Sydney loses the control of the ball. It's picked up here by Maggie Mateka. She drives, shoots, and scores. Maggie Mateka grabs the loose ball and takes it to the hole. That's turnover number 16 called on the Adams Central Patriots so far in this ball game. And now we got another timeout. The Blue Jays call a timeout with a minute and 9 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's now Ravenna 51, Adams Central 13.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, we are committed to serving the financial needs of our community in a safe and sound manner. This is Terry Anstein, Bank President. You just heard our bank's mission statement. It isn't very long, but it is right on the money. Our experienced and friendly bankers are empowered to provide high-quality banking services to help you meet your financial goals. Bottom line, we both win by working together to help you meet your banking needs in a safe and sound manner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, since the end of the first quarter, Adams Central is 1 out of 16 from the field. 1 out of 16 from the field, and they have scored just 3 points since the end of the first quarter. And now they're trailing by a score of 51-13 here in the ball game. Gotch gets the ball inside to Bostock, and she mishandles the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Shermer. Another turnover on the Patriots. McDowell has got the ball now to Bastnett here on the right side. Bastnett dribbles out near the 10-second line. Now cuts her back the other way toward the goal. Kuchera has got it. 10-footer is put up there from the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch dribbles back the other way for the Patriots. She mishandles the ball here in backcourt. Dribbles off of her leg, and now she picks it up. Gets the ball to Raider. Bounce pass into the lane. It's going to be kicked here by the Blue Jays, and AC will play things in. 32.3 seconds to play. Here in this third quarter, it's 51-13. Adams Central trailing here in the ballgame in girls high school basketball. The Patriots will play things in underneath their own basket here as Wiseman has it slapped right back out of bounds. Wiseman will have to try it again. They'll inbound baseline right side underneath their own hole here. As Wiseman again looks to play things in, she does. Raider's got the ball, dribbles to the side of the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Kaylee Raider just to the left side of the lane scoring there. That's the second field goal since the end of the first quarter for the Patriots now. It's a 51-15 ball game. Ravenna's got the lead. Sherman in the lane comes out to Bastnett. Bastnett holds it, goes down in the corner. That's McDowell. Her pass out on top is going to be wide of the target. It's into the backcourt. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be a turnover here on the Blue Jays. The 10th turnover on Ravenna here in this basketball game. Adams Central playing things in on the far sideline with 8.6 seconds remaining here in this third quarter as Brittany Wiseman will get things in. There's Gotch with the ball. Cheyenne Gotch dribbling with it. Drives it toward the goal, and a personal foul is going to be called on Ravenna. On the drive in, it's going to be on Carissa Finke, I believe. Yeah, it's going to be her fourth personal foul. Finke picks up her fourth. She's going to have to come out of the ball game now. Coming in is going to be Liz Dinas. 4.2 seconds to play. That's only the fifth team foul in Ravenna, so no free throws here. Wiseman will play things in deep in the corner. That's Bostock with the ball. Comes out of the wing. Now to Cheyenne Gotch. They go back down in the corner. A shot taken by Wiseman is no good, but it was well off to the horn. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books tonight in girls high school basketball here on the Breeze. Final regular season game for both of these teams, and things going well here for Ravenna. The Jays have the lead after three. It's Ravenna 51, Adams Central 15.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Patriot Gym as we start the fourth and final quarter. It's 51-15. Ravenna has got the lead. Adams Central has got the ball from the free throw line there. Cheyenne Gotch puts it up to the side. No good. Rebound Bostock. Tries to get it back to Boniface in the lane. Now they kick it back out here to Raider, and her shot is up there and in. Raider cans a 15-footer from the right side of the lane there, and it's now a 51-17 ball game. In favor of the Patriots, driving for the hole. There's Zorb. She has her shot blocked out of there and is picked up by Ravenna back outside the three-point arc. Down in the corner again to Zorb. Drives the baseline. Two-handed pass out here on the wing. A shot by Pekka is up there. It's good. A three-pointer. Alyssa Pekka scores. She has now got 20 points in the ball game for the Blue Jays. And it's now a 54-17 ball game. There's a Bostock with the ball for Adams Central. Now to Boniface, back outside. Here's Gotch for three. Shot is up here, barely draws iron. Gotch hits her own rebound back. A bounce pass down on the baseline, and Niemeyer, she can't control it. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Ravenna basketball. You're listening to Ravenna and Adams Central here tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Also online at KLIQFM.com. And on your smartphone at m.kliqfm.com. Three-pointer put there by Pecker. Shot no good, but she's hammered out here in three-point territory. That was Finke. Finke throwing up the three-pointer. Now she'll go to the free-throw line for three free throws. Fouled into play by Raider of Adams Central. That's going to be your third. Team foul number three on the Patriots here in the second half of play. So Finke to the free-throw line for three shots. Her first one is up there and in. Finke is 71% foul shooter. 55-17 is the score. Next one is up there. It is good. So the Blue Jays blowing away the Adams Central Patriots here tonight. As Finke will have one more free throw here. It's up there. The shot good. So she hits all three. And bam, just like that, it's a 40-point ball game. 57-17. And now we're going to see everybody in the ball game here for Ravenna. Anna Ripp comes into the ball game now, a 5'6" sophomore. So Ripp now checks in. We're going to see everybody dressed in blue get in there tonight against Adams Central with a 40-point lead here in the fourth quarter. Here's Raider for three. Here's up from the left side. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is loose and it's brought down here by the Jays. Bastnet has got the ball here in the backcourt. Now the dribble. She comes racing back the other way into the offensive scoring zone. Goes over on the wing to the left side to Finke. Back outside to McDowell for three. Shot good. That was several feet beyond the three-point circle as Grayson McDowell throws one down. And now everything is going down through the hole here for Ravenna. They have got a 60-17 lead over Adams Central. There's a driving layup by Niemeyer. It's blocked out of her hands. Niemeyer took it from the elbow on the right side of the lane. Took it toward the goal. And the ball is knocked out of her hands. AC will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Boniface will look to play things in. The ball tipped away. Back out of bounds. And they give the ball to Ravenna. Last touch there by Adams Central. So the Blue Jays will play things in. 6:09 to play here in the fourth quarter. It's now a 60-17 ball game. The Blue Jays have the lead. Finke has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Moves it out here to Ripp, who's into the contest now. Ripp over there on the far sidelines. We got a whole bunch of new people in there now. That's Emily Dinas into the ball game. Back outside to Anna Ripp as she drives for the basket. Her shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound, foul is on a Finke, no good. And the rebound comes down to Bostock, and now a foul is called here in backcourt. Bostock got the rebound there for the Patriots, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Gracie McDowell. That's going to be your third. That's only team foul number, six on Ravenna, so no free throws here. It's going to be Adams Central inbounding the ball in backcourt. Patriots are trailing in the ball game by a score of 60-17. Here comes Adams Central back with the ball. Cheyenne Gotch, and she can be fouled into play out here in three-point territory by Bastnett. Ravenna is now shooting 19 out of 31 from the field tonight for 61%. The Patriots 6 out of 26 for 23%. In the third quarter, Adams Central was 2 out of 9 for 22%. Ravenna was 8 out of 14 for 57%. The Jays knocked down both of their threes. Adams Central was 0 of 1 in the third quarter on three-pointers. Adams Central had 5 rebounds in the third compared to 7 for Ravenna. And the score on the board is now 60-17. The Jays have the lead. There's a free throw coming up here. It's up and in by Cheyenne Gotch of Adams Central. Gotch now with 5 points in the ballgame. She's a 52% foul shooter. She'll have one more here. Eyes the bucket. Lets it go. Shot is up there. It's good. Rattles that baby home. She's now got 6 points in the ballgame. Here comes Brianna Shook into the ballgame now. Gotch will go out. 5:35 to play here in the fourth quarter. Ravenna has got the lead over Adams Central. The score is 60-19. As the Jays work for the ball, there's a Pekka in the lane, and she can be fouled into play. As a Pekka is knocked down in the play there by the Patriots. The foul is going to go on Raider. That's going to be her fourth foul. Team foul number four on the Patriots, so no free throws here. Ravenna will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They come out here to the free throw line with the basketball there. It's going to be Zorb. Zorb hands it away now to Liz Dinas, who's into the ball game, to Alyssa Pekka. Now to Zorb again at the top of the key over on the wing. That's Shermer with the ball, looking for the cutter. Nothing there. There's Zorb at the top of the key. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Out to Pekka. Shot is up there from three. No good. Rebound comes down to Shook. Brianna Shook has got it now for Adams Central. She runs her back the other way. to the right sideline. Queen, her shot for three is going to be up there. No good. Rebound, Georgie Johnson keeps it alive here for the Patriots. Back out here on the wing. A shot taken by Wiseman. It's an air ball. Rebounded by Georgie Johnson again. She taps the ball to Raider. Moves the ball down in the baseline on the dribble. Now retreats out here in the three-point territory. Wiseman has got it top of the key here for the Patriots. Stomps out here 25 feet away from the basket. Anna Queen on the right side. Hands it away to Shook. Shook sends it in the lane. It's mishandled by Raider, but it's picked up here by Johnson. Johnson back out to Shook. Bounce pass down the left side of the lane. It's going to be out of bounds. So the Patriots turn it away for the 18th time here tonight. And with 4 minutes and 28 seconds to play, it'll be Ravenna with the basketball again and a 60-19 lead here. Final game of the regular season for both of these teams. There's Alyssa Pekka. Comes out between the circles again. That's to Liz Dinas as she throws the ball away. Sherman was cutting toward the free throw line, and they threw it out near the sideline there. So Ravenna turns the ball over for the 11th time here tonight. 4 minutes and 14 seconds to play. We've got the boys' game coming up next. You're on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. A couple of teams that are going to want to get out and run with the basketball here tonight. It should be a wild affair in the boys' contest. There's a Shook getting away, drives the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be too strong, and the rebound comes down to Ravenna. Now we're going to have a foul called here in backcourt. Zorb come ripping out of there with the rebound, and she's fouling a play here. A personal is going to be whistled on Gilbert. That's going to be your first. Team foul number five on the Patriots here in the second half of play, so no free throws. It'll be Ravenna bringing the ball up with a big lead. They're bringing it into the offensive scoring zone. Emily Dinas has got the ball now. Emily comes out here in the three-point territory to a basket over in the far sideline. That's a Finke still into the ball game. Finke out on top now to Anna Rip. Rip gets it away to a basket at the top of the key. Left side over there to a Finke. Holds the ball. Now to Emily Dinas out here. Dinas picked up there by Gilbert. There's a pass to the far sideline on the wing. It's tipped out of bounds. Anna Queen gets her hands on it there for the Patriots. So it'll be Ravenna playing it in on the far sideline. McDowell will look to trigger things in with 3.5 to play here in the fourth quarter. Ravenna with a lead 60-19. Here's Anna Rip out here in three-point territory. Gracie McDowell holds it here. Adams Central still in a man-to-man defense. McDowell comes over here on the right side to Rip again on the wing. Free throw line extended. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Rip gets it away. Here's McDowell again. McDowell gets it into the hands of Emily Dinas, who holds the ball here at the top of the circle. Dinas looking, now dribbles once. In trouble, gets the ball away. Pass comes out near the 10-second line. It goes down a bounce from the far sideline. And Ravenna turns the ball over for the 12th time here tonight. Amy Johnson comes into the ball game now for Ravenna, a 5'8" sophomore. So Adam Central plays it in on the far sideline, trailing in the ball game by a score of 60-19. If you're just joining us, the Patriots went 13 minutes in the second and third quarters without scoring in this ball game, and by then they were down by 25 points. There's a long-range jumper from the far sideline. It's going to be no good by Cheyenne Gotson. The rebound comes down to Ravenna. Running back the other way is going to be Bassnett with the ball. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. Amy Johnson has got it now. Amy comes out to Emily Dinas at the top of the circle. Dinas looks right. Dinas looks left. Now dribbles once. Goes over on the far sideline to Emily Herbert, who's into the ball game for Ravenna. On the wing on the right side, dribbling of the ball is going to be Bassett. Gets away. Dribbles to the top of the key and goes over to Anna Rip. 2:20 to play here in the fourth quarter. Ravenna's got the lead over Adams Central. The score is 60-19. There's Emily Dinas down on the baseline again to Herbert, trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Comes back out to Emily Dinas on the wing. Pass out here between the circles. Anna Rip has got it. Still dribbling with the ball. Right in her face defensively is Cheyenne Gotch. Rip gets the ball away. Here's Bassett. Dribble penetration. Nice pass. Left side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Tip try is up there. No good. Rebound is loose. And we're going to have a foul called. Nope, a jump ball is called. Emily Herbert trying to go up for the shot there. And she's tied up in the play. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Ravenna. So we'll stay right here. The Jays will inbound. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 1:53 to play. Ravenna out on top of Adams Central by a score of 60-19. It was 31-10 in favor of the Jays at halftime. So now we got a hold up of play here. I think we're going to have a technical foul called. A technical foul is going to be called here on Ravenna. Somebody did not report at the scorer's table. So we're going to have a technical foul called in Ravenna. Cheyenne Gotch will go to the free throw line for Adams Central. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. She's now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. She got 7 points. So somebody didn't check in. They were so anxious to get into the ball game, they forgot to check at the scorer's table. Next one is up there. It is good by Gotch. He's now got 8 points in the contest. And because of the technical foul, it's going to be Adams Central playing things in on the far sideline. So AC will play it in with 1:53 to play. Here in this fourth quarter. AC with the ball. Cheyenne Gotch drives the ball toward the goal. A running one-hander is up there. No good. Follow shot by Gilbert is up and in. Jamie Gilbert gets the offensive board and the put back there for Adams Central. It's now 60-23. Here's the ball. Going to be taken away. Cheyenne Gotch has got it on the turnover from Ravenna. Gotch's pass is then deflected. Goes to the far sideline. They try to save it. It goes out of bounds, and they give the ball back to Ravenna. So the Jays will wrap up the regular season with a mark of 17 wins and 5 losses. They'll get ready for the sub-district tournament coming up next week. Adams Central 4-17. They'll play Gibbon on Monday night at Hastings College. Ravenna will play their sub-district tournament next week at Aurora High School. There's a ball is going to be tipped away. It's going to be picked up again by Adams Central. Anna Queen has got it. Gets the ball ahead. Now to Rader. Driving layup is going to be no good. Rebound by Ravenna. And now we're going to have a foul called here in backcourt. Personal foul is going to be called on Niemeyer of Adams Central. That's going to be your third. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Patriots. Still no free throws here. 1:06 to play in the fourth quarter. All Blue Jays here tonight. 60-23. There's a pass over here on the wing on the right side to Emily Herbert. Dribbles to the elbow on the right side of the lane, then gives it up. Back out here in the three-point territory to Long. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Niemeyer. Niemeyer gets it away to Cheyenne Gotch into the forecourt to Rader. Rader now to Anna Queen. Pass out on top. There's Cheyenne Gotch with the ball. Puts it on the floor. Drills on the right side of the lane. Bounce pass. Deflected out of bounds. End of the ball game now is going to be Brittany Wiseman for Adams Central. Checking out will be Anna Queen. Adams Central and Gibbon on Monday night from the first round of the sub-district tournament at Hastings College. We'll have that tournament next week. Right here on the breeze. There's a shot from deep in the left corner. It's up and in. Cheyenne Gotch nails a 3-ball there for Adams Central. She's got 11 points in the ball game here for the Patriots. 27 seconds to play, and now we've got another whistle here in backcourt. A foul here is going to be called on Gotch. We'll have that game on Monday. Adams Central and Gibbon right here on the breeze. 6:45 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the tip-off. And we'll have both semifinal games for you on Tuesday night here on the breeze. So some more substitutions coming in here. We got some free throws now for the Blue Jays. There comes a free throw by Lockhorn. It's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. That was Holly Lockhorn throwing up a free throw. That was no good. Adams Central has got the rebound. Bostock has got the ball now. Feeds it inside. There's Wiseman. Goes for the goal. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Wiseman gets the rebound. Has it ripped out of there. Blue Jays have the ball. That was Amy Johnson getting the ball out of there. As they get the ball up to the floor, here's a big collision in the lane. A shot is up there. It's no good. We're going to have a foul called. That was a three-car pileup right there in the lane. And going to the free throw line will be Anna Riff. That's Rader picking up the personal foul, and she fouls out. So Rader fouls out with 5.5 seconds remaining here in this fourth quarter. She leaves with 4 points. Sydney Bernacek comes back into the ball game for head coach Tim Marker. Going to the free throw line is going to be Anna Ripp. Her shot is up there. It's good. So Anna Ripp gets in the scorebook here for Ravenna. That makes the score 61-25. She's a 5'6" sophomore. Next shot is up there. It is good. Now it's 62-25. The Patriots play things in. Into the fourth quarter. There's a bounce pass to Georgie Johnson. Her shot is up there. It's no good. And that is the end of the basketball game here tonight in girls high school basketball. Ravenna wins it easily tonight over the Adams Central Patriots in their final regular season game for both of these squads. A 13-minute scoring drought by the Patriots was too much to overcome here tonight in the second and third quarters. And the Ravenna Blue Jays beat Adams Central here tonight in girls high school basketball. Patriots will wrap up the regular season with a mark of 4 wins and 17 losses on the season as they get ready for Gibbon in the opening round of the sub-district tournament. Ravenna also moves on to their sub-district tournament at Aurora next week. They'll play the second ball game in the semifinals on Tuesday as the number 3 seed. So again, the final score, it was Ravenna 62, Adams Central 25. We'll be back with the Vons Printers post-game show right after this.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vons Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vons Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vons Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vons Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, high school basketball for you tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, and also online at KLIQFM.com. The Ravenna Blue Jays in girls basketball knock off Adams Central here tonight by a score of 62-25. You're listening to the postgame show brought to you by Vons Printers, your full-service printer at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. First quarter of play was tight tonight. Blue Jays had a 13-10 lead after one period. Then Adams Central did not score in the second quarter. They were outscored 18-0. And Ravenna had a 31-10 lead at the end of two quarters. Adams Central did not score again until 4 minutes and 37 seconds left in the third quarter. And by then, the Jays had built a 25-point lead, and this ball game was over. 37-12 was the score at that point. At the end of three quarters, Ravenna led 51-15, and they go on to win tonight over Adams Central by a score of 62-25. Cheyenne Gotch, the leading scorer for Adams Central tonight. She had 11 points in the ball game. Meanwhile, for Ravenna, they got 20 from Alyssa Pekka, including 14 points in the second half. So the Jays roll to a victory here tonight. Ravenna improves to 17 wins and 5 losses on the season. Adams Central drops to 4 wins and 17 losses. We'll come back and check the scoring, the final numbers in this ball game as we continue on the Vons Printers postgame show on The Breeze.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Patriot Gym in between games here tonight, Ravenna and the Adams Central Patriots. Final numbers for the girls' ball game here tonight. Alyssa Pekka led the way for Ravenna tonight. She scores 20 points in the ball game. Pekka nails 2 3-pointers in the ball game. Also is 4 out of 5 from the free throw line, scores 20 points, including 14 in the second half. Maggie Mateka had 15 points tonight. She had 10 in the first half and 5 more in the second. Also in double figures tonight for Ravenna was Carissa Finke. She had 11 points with 8 of those coming in the first half of play. 7 points for Gracie McDowell tonight. 5 points for Jossie Zorb. And the other scores you had, Kaylin Bastnett scored 2 points. And also late in the ball game, Anna Ripp. She had a couple of free throws for 2 points. Adams Central led tonight by Cheyenne Gotch as she comes up with 11 points in the ball game. Gotch nails a couple of field goals, and she had a three-point goal, and she was also 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Gotch scores 9 points in the second half. Ends up with 11 for the ball game. Kaylee Rader had a couple of field goals and 4 points. She fouled out with 5.5 seconds remaining. Sydney Niemeyer, she had a field goal, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for her 4 points. Scoring 3 points tonight was Brittany Wiseman. She had a field goal, and she was 1 out of 1 from the line. And Carly Bostock, she had a field goal and 2 points in the first half for Adams Central, her only score of this basketball game. So again, Ravenna wins it by a score of 62-25. Adams Central playing the bunny bracket game of their sub-district tournament on Monday night against the Gibbon Buffaloes, a team they've already beaten twice this year. But they'll play them in the bunny bracket game of the sub-district tournament on Monday at Hastings College, beginning at 7. We'll have the game for you here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, beginning with the pregame show at 6:45 on Monday. Meanwhile, Ravenna will move on to the sub-district tournament in Class C2 at Aurora High School next week. They will play in the semifinals, the second round day against the Shelton Bulldogs. That ball game will get underway at 7:30 next Tuesday. But Ravenna wraps up the regular season with a convincing win here tonight over Adams Central, the score of 62-25. Got the shooting numbers into the ball game here tonight. Ravenna ended up shooting 21 out of 39 for 54%. Adams Central was 9 out of 40 tonight for just 23%. On three-pointers, Adams Central is 1 out of 6 from behind the arc for 17%. Ravenna was 7 out of 13 for 54%. The rebounds, Ravenna grabbed 26 boards tonight compared to 21 for Adams Central. The Patriots out-rebounded Ravenna on the offensive end, a margin of 9-7. Adams Central with 22 turnovers in the ball game tonight compared to 14 for Ravenna. Adams Central had 4 steals compared to 10 for the Blue Jays. Adams Central came up with 3 blocked shots. Ravenna did not have a blocked shot in this ball game tonight, but the Jays really dominate this ball game. They hold Adams Central without a single point for 13 minutes in the second and third quarters. And they go on to beat the Patriots tonight in girls high school basketball by a score of 62-25. So I got the boys game coming up next here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We got both head coaches standing by here in between games. Zach Foster for Adams Central, Paul Baronic for the Ravenna Blue Jays. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. We'll get you back to the New Tech Seeds pregame show for the boys game coming up next. You're listening to high school basketball from The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.